Hey guys, welcome back to Project Jira. This is Rishab here with another second marathon video focused on podcasting. Sorry about that. A little slip up. As usual, this is a respite shelter, relief shelter for those without a place to call home, a secure, stable place, or without family, usually fleeing some sorts of difficulties, possibly extreme forms of adverse abuse and harassment. But of course, everyone's welcome here. And you know, in addition to that, aside from the heavy topics, this is SOL, a slice of life plus in real life combination. So something virtual and more like anime oriented, combined with the real life and underpinnings, the responsibilities of life, like work and finance and everything. So just really trying to make it all fit together into this large puzzle piece where we can find a place here to enjoy activities in each other's company, doing fun stuff to kind of de-stress and chill out, and find something fulfilling and meaningful to do. Okay, so with that being said, this is a podcast about podcasting, right? This particular podcast, but we do have, unfortunately, some more administrative stuff that I missed out on in the previous two videos. I thought I could cover everything, but just keeps stacking on more stuff. So without further ado, let's just dive right into those sorts of administrative things, such as programs, applications that I forgot to close off, go straight over to backdrop. Okay, so the first things first is actually, if I head over to intermission, you can see that there's a I left a comment there. So, hey, thanks for dropping by. Sorry I missed your message, bud. And basically, that's me responding to somebody who I missed their message to. So why don't we just cover that immediately? Head over to display there. And I'm going to pop out. I'm going to click on the popped out YouTube chat and head over to display. So you see here, Stream Ellen saying also join a Discord community block. But at Antonio Melkor, so quick shout out to Antonio Melkor. Thanks for dropping by. You know, sorry buddy for missing your message there. It's always good to see people here always. And if I scroll all the way up, it's way up here, very top that he put a message. Oh, actually I can't find it for some reason. Oh, there we go. It just says hi, and it's got this pretty scary clown face there. Okay, so Antonio Melkor, all right, and you know, I'm starting to think like Mexican cartel. Okay, so we put this aside. That's not that funny, guys. All right, so let's put this down. We can close off this tab. Basically, we just want to respond to that person, and we did. So now next, I tried to find him and leave him a personal message to say he's dropping by, but and saying hi, but I can't, because there's so many Antonio Melkors, and I don't see the one with the scarecrow face, but honestly, I'm not too enthusiastic about seeking it out. Okay, so next thing we have to do, and I wonder if we can switch the Windows tab. Yeah, so here are the things that we also needed to cover. Hold on. Before we go over there, other administrative things, programs we gotta close. I just switched back to display. And that's the reason at the very bottom, you should be able to see that there's a bunch of file explorers open. Let's get rid of that Antonio Melkor's. Right? Down by taskbar. And you can see there's like 12 programs. Okay, so on the farthest right, there's actually one for income tax that I really want to get rid of. So one of these here, I have to do with an income tax download of all the files over my cloud storage drive. This was supposed to be downloaded onto my computer so I could share it over to my income tax accountant over on, you know, something like Dropbox or whatever. But you know, once we've done that, we don't actually need the files anymore, because it's hard to constantly sync up all the files in different locations. We try to have only at most two different locations to have files like that. So I'm going to delete the one here on my laptop. It doesn't make a lot of sense to have it here anyways, given that you know, it could be compromised if I'm constantly streaming. It's not, I mean, creating videos and stuff like that, it's not exactly an uploading and all these tabs are open, probably not the most secure. So I'm going to delete all those files from this computer and close that tab. that File Explorer program, as well as next to it, there's this documents here, which is all blank. You can see right now, this one here is just, I don't know what's this. This is probably just something because I probably ended up trying to download the files, the income tax files from cloud storage, and you know, I just navigated away from here. So that's that. And I can close this one too. So, you know, in fact, why don't we just do this right now? And I'll pause the video and close the other one. And so those two tabs are now closed, but speaking of which, another one to also close is this one here, having to do with, of course, that's actually the folder with income tax downloads. It's basically the downloads folder. We're gonna go ahead and just delete that. Those two folders, one is the zip compressed file, the other one is the actual extracted folder. So we're gonna delete that one as well. And I think there is one more, and that's this one over here. This one is actually a very comprehensive folder that's very useful for me downloading all sorts of new videos into audio formats that I believe are worth listening to. So for example, some of these have to do with relationships, with psychology, with business and productivity and whatnot. Basically stuff that I would find useful or worth saving because it's helpful. So long story short, we added to this not just Polyvio, but also the most recent in the past, for you guys to be like one or two days previous, but the past video I just created covered a little bit about my desire to react to and review Patrick Tihon LICSW's 11 oddly specific childhood trauma issues. And we want to say, you know, we've saved that for the future, but we also wanted to download it, so because for our own use. It's definitely interesting for me to learn from, and something that I will be citing for anyone who needs that kind of help. So I downloaded it as MP3 file, the GRT, a video proc, and I can close this now because I have actually uploaded this over onto Drive. So for the record, let's switch over to Windows now and show you exactly where I had file. So, oh shoot, for example. Okay, those are individual channels there. So we had uploaded that Patrick Tihon's file video over here. So over onto the cloud storage drive, and at the same time, I should probably close that over there at the very bottom, at the very top, sorry. The two windows are showing right now, so I can get rid of the Antonio Melkers, all of the various different times. You know, if you Google search your own name, you'll find that there are so many, probably thousands of people have the same name as you. We'll hop over to Patreon in a second, but first, let's just talk about OneDrive here. Right, we uploaded the Patrick Tihon ICSW 11 oddly specific childhood trauma issues, and now it's saved and synchronized over on storage, so we can finally close this tab as well, which we should have covered in the previous video. Okay. All right, and now that that's done, I can sort of get rid of this. You know, maybe not. I tried to minimize it, but I'm not supposed to do that. Let's just switch over to the next tab. Final thing that we want to get rid of here, which is Patreon and extra spare tab. So on Patreon, we had two tabs open. Unfortunately, I made a mistake, not realizing that, for example, I have one here that was a spare because I had another one that was drafted. And the reason why it was drafted is because I actually realized this is a big, big blunder, a big, big mistake. I did not finish uploading all of the videos, which are, there are only three from the previous day. So, in other words, I didn't finish all my work before I started recording. And that was true for Patreon as well as for YouTube. So if I drop over to this YouTube tab over here, up to a certain point, I was still working on the latest video to upload, which was gaming Perry Calcula's Elden Ring Mind Control and Tasty OSRS's, you know, go outside and touch grass kind of Twitter tweet. So that was that. And we should have finished that before starting any of the recordings for today, and we didn't. So that's why we have this here open. We just wasted so much time trying to upload or finish editing for the previous day's work after recording. And then we just tossed in a new video because there's this other tab here that was, this is the video that was left unfinished. The gaming segue for Elden Ring, Mind Control by Perry Carrico. Is that the name? Carriel? OSRS, RuneScape, Abbey Whip era. That's for Tasty OSRS. I forgot to include his name by having him in the tags here already. So the point is, we didn't finish editing this. There were a lot of tags missing. The description was not a proper description. In fact, there was all this missing. It's just a title here. And even worse, some of these here, the other videos, I noticed I had to fix up because the descriptions were of like the old, were of the Spotify, not the old of the Spotify. I made a mistake and I put the Spotify description here instead of the Patreon description. So that was a lot of like bullshit that I had to take care of on the side. Okay, so now we can finally get over to the podcasting stuff. And, you know, my apologies for all that nonsense there that really got in the way of what should have been a podcasting video oriented. And so what I'm going to do is hop over to just Podbean, because that's where we were. And I'm going to try to see if I can't pull OBS Studio back up here for a moment. Can't see my cursor for some reason. Okay. All right. So I can see the cursor now. I just did Serp Delete, Control Alt Delete. We're at 11 minutes in. We have a little bit of time, probably another 10 minutes left. So we can probably cover some stuff. And I can see here that the Patreon is still being shown. We can switch over to... Get a little tired. Over to the other tab. Other tab's not open. The other explorer here. Reset defaults, maybe. You know, defaults. There we go. Nice. So now you can see Project Jira. Okay, just set as that. So this is the tab we're going to start covering from where we left off was Podbean. And this is the Podbean website I have set up. Respite Shelter, Project Jira, Live Reactions, 24/7, Beyond Row, the CPD SDI. And you can see all this description here. And like I said, we need to leave this open because unfortunately, the sad thing is... we didn't actually end up updating the text here, and we couldn't find the answers, and we didn't take the time to find the answers actually. Shoot, as to whether or not we can sync up the two RSS feed URLs from Anchor Spotify as well as Podbean together, so that I can, you know, not have to update on two different platforms, which would be kind of weird. Okay, so that's that. And man, I still hear. I think the infection might be getting worse. I definitely have to call my doctor. It's possible that the infection is getting worse. Hard to tell. I noticed that. I do know that the research articles I've mentioned. Regarding the ear infection, it takes about roughly 2 to 3 weeks to clear up, so maybe I should give it a little more time, but I just want to say I should probably contact my doctor. Anyways, so this is just, you know, the podcast page that's not really updated. So that's where we left off. A couple, you know, at this point, it would have been a week ago for you guys. Before covering podcasting stuff, so you can see there's the RSS feed for Podbean. You know, we cover the stuff here on Deezer, submit your podcasts to a variety of different platforms and stuff like that. So where we left off after wrapping up with Podbean, and honestly, we're not really finished wrapping up with Podbean. If I take a look, honestly, on the right hand side, I see a whole bunch of other whack jobs of Podbean tabs. And let me just showcase you the craziness behind all of this, because it's hard for you guys to see on this small window. But basically, if I switch over to display right now, you can see at the very top, as I hover over it, all these different tabs relating to Podbean. So I can see here, for example, if you take a look at these tabs here, these four tabs that all have the same icon, kind of drag it down a little bit so you can see more dead center. Respite Shelter, they're all the same websites, it's the same site. It's onroll.podbean.com, but at different phases. So one was like edited, and then I tested it out by previewing on a new tab, the edited HTML website for the Podbean podcast. Basically, I changed the title, I changed maybe the font, or maybe I changed the color grading, and then I opened a new tab so you can to test out the new browser, how it looks like, the new website, how it looks like. So Respite Shelter, this one has emojis, but then you notice this one has a Respite Shelter and the emojis are flipped. This one has Rizhirovsky instead of CPTSDAI. Over here, this header doesn't even include, it just ends at Rizhirovsky. And this one is by far the most simplest one. It just says it's the outdated OnRow human CPTSD processor. I mean, CPU processor, not even it doesn't even involve PTSD. A podcast by Rizhirovsky. So we can showcase here what it looked like. Respite Shelter, probably share live reactions by OnRow. That's most updated, most recent. You know what? It's great that I talked about them before clicking on them, because you can tell that they're just automatically updating now. So I can't even show you the changes unless I just hover over the tabs. So that's great. We can just get rid of it all. These are all the same things. Project Jira, live reactions, so on and so forth. And it's exactly the same page as the one over here. Okay. Now all these Podbean ones, so log into your account. So you can see now I'm not going to click on them now that I am aware of what's going to happen if I click on them, which is basically they're going to refresh and then I will lose the content that I want to speak about. So in this case, if I hover the tabs here, I'm going to stay on this scene, the display scene. Log into your account, that's a fail. I clicked on that right now, but beforehand, right? So let's see what the tabs covered. This was covering Podbean plugins. So the podcast app markets, they have at least like 15 to 20 different apps on Podbean for you to use if you decide to use the platform. MailChimp integrations and so on and so forth, other things that I think can embed onto your WordPress website and so on and so forth. So definitely worth checking out if you have a Podbean website. In addition, we go over here, next one, more plugins, two of the same pages, duplicate and close in 1, 2, 3. I think the reason why we have all these is, again, having 400 tabs open, 400, 500 tabs almost open at that time. Even now, we can't close. We can't see all the other tabs that are extended beyond the browser interface. So we can close with these. Basically, the reason why a lot of these are opened, because we couldn't actually return to the same browser tab once we clicked away. And more importantly, some of these browser tabs are actually probably plugins, yes, but of different types of plugins. I mean, different plugins different plugins in the same page. So that's probably what that's all about. And I see there's like 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. They're all related to plugins. So we can just kind of close them all one by one. Honestly, boom, apps.podbean.com. Right, data, DDO, effect voice for briefing your podcast. Maybe I'll leave one of these open here. Zapier integration. This one, again, BT app, Testilleria, the Poderosa TV. These are all the podcast, Podbean plugins. Once again, they're just at different levels of scrolling. One was further up north. This one covers Wavelab Elements, Wavelab Pro, Solidus, which again is like something for reading out your podcast recordings. Socio Club, Podcast Value, Coculio AI. Apparently, you can actually see all these tabs without having to log in, thankfully. But you can see it's 7 tabs. Oh my God, they're all the same fucking thing. It's ridiculous. Social agency. Okay. All right. And what happens here? Suddenly we're tossed over here onto YouTube. And this is hilarious.
That wardrobe's because, in that period. And you
walk into... It's actually a reaction video that I wanted to get over to. Donnie M breaks down his most iconic characters at GQ. And I believe one of the tabs here, to be honest, to be fair, is Donnie Yen's reaction. I opened a new tab. I didn't want to forget him. But I don't know where it is. It's somewhere along here. One of these has to be his video. And I'm not sure where I can find it. There we go. Legend of the Wolf. Donnie Yen versus Mark Kwai. So I'm going to move this video over here. Because once again, we just talked about how we had this horrible issue of not being able to return to the videos that we clicked away from. And that's what that's all about here. So with that being said, I see maybe there's like three more Podbean tabs. Let's see if we can't cover them all. So again, this is Podbean. That's it. So we'll move over here. We closed off everything actually. It's just the remaining ones here that I actually do need to keep. All right. So, sorry guys. That was hideous. I really dislike showcasing the display tab because whenever that happens, it makes it really ugly. All right. So the next ones will have to be Apple. But let me see. Is there anything else with Podbean? No, it doesn't look like that at all. And that's really nice. So what I'm going to do is just hop on over, leave it off at Apple. I think that's what a good place to leave it off at. I also see some tabs here that seem to be open for no reason. These new tabs here we can probably get rid of as well, because as I said, you know, it's just because we couldn't reach out to any of the things that were pushed too far off to the side. These are blank tabs. Ultimately, they don't have anything here. Ask complex questions, refine results. That's just the backdrop of a turtle, of a sea turtle. And here's another one of sea turtle. And yeah, so let's just hop back over to Apple iTunes, which is what we're going to cover next. Okay. So that's it for this video. And I'm glad we finally got back to podcasting. Unfortunately, the next one we'll also have to do is like Attack on Titan reactions. And that kind of segues away already. So, but that's okay. We'll get through all this stuff eventually, one by one at a time. So thanks for tuning in. This is Risha of the Relief Shelter. If you found anything here that was interesting or relatable, or you learned anything new, maybe, you know, you want to start your own Podbean podcast, and you, you know, maybe you can find maybe a martial arts enthusiast here. So you really like Donnie Yen, and that's kind of what that recent tab was about. I think also beforehand we were just closing a lot of tabs. I'm not sure how familiar you guys are with, but I know, remember when I was in you know, post-secondary, you know, university and stuff in college, a lot of my friends there, I would go and see her. Like one of my closer friends at the time, unfortunately I haven't been in touch with her for a while now, and I'm sure she's like married at this point. Everything's different now, but the point is she'd pull up her Mac, and it was hilarious because I would see basically what I have now, and I didn't understand at the time how people could have, like, you know, 50 tabs open. And now I understand it, because I'm actually trying to manage a whole bunch of different stuff. Before, I was incredibly minimalist, and I just thought that was really cool. So if you guys can relate to having, you know, 500,000 tabs open on Edge or Firefox or Chrome, again, just like, feel free to chime in and, you know, tell me what is it that you have all those tabs open for. Is it like music? Is it like Facebook? And like, it's not Facebook anymore. Facebook is such a 2012 thing. That's like my generation. We're out of date. For you guys, it's probably something else, and you might not even have multiple tabs open. Maybe you guys are very efficient and not, you don't do stuff like that anymore. Anyways, that being said, that's just a relatable experience to share, you know, in somewhere in the lecture hall, having like all these tabs open at the same time. Again, if you want to listen to my stuff, it's over on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Amazon Music, whatever you want to call it, whichever platform you want to visit. It's just right there. You can listen to them on a daily commute because they're only about 20 minutes long. I'm just kind of wiping the laptop. And of course, in addition to that, we do have visuals. So if you want to watch, you can also watch over on YouTube. They are usually added as a part of the podcast's playlist. Okay. Or you can watch them as in separate videos. That's fine too. So I'll see you guys in the next one. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm signing out, where we'll cover, again, Attack on Titan Studio Reaction to episode season 3, episode 22. And also here is Apple ID, apple.com. We'll cover that in the next podcast episode. So I'll see you guys then. Peace out.